Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 25, 2026. A teenager found unresponsive in a Beverly pool has been flown to Boston. And the governor celebrates the completion of a wind project. Partly cloudy, mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:50 a.m. and 9:02 p.m. Jimmy Pote writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, an unresponsive 13-year-old boy was pulled from a residence pool on Parramatta Drive on Wednesday afternoon. The boy, whose name has not been released, was flown by a helicopter to a Boston hospital, according to the Beverly Police Department. At approximately 4:15 p.m., Beverly Police and fire departments received a 911 call stating that the boy was pulled from the water and unresponsive. According to the police department, one of the bystanders started performing CPR, and the boy was still unresponsive until first responders took over and were able to stabilize him. The boy became responsive and was talking before being transported by ambulance to the Beverly Hospital and then by helicopter to a Boston hospital. The police department added that it's still an active and ongoing investigation. Yesterday, Governor Maura Healey celebrated the completion of construction on the Vineyard Wind Project, including mentioning a Salem connection.
I just want to say something as I start, just in appreciation of Chrissy Lynch. I'm going to acknowledge the incredible partners in this room, the incredible leaders we've heard from. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you in particular, Chrissy, for being at the helm of Climate Jobs Massachusetts and being on the forefront. We're doing something, and you did something in Massachusetts that other states are envying. The relationship between working men and women, labor, great-paying jobs, supporting families, and building energy independence for our country, which is what you guys just did, is the first of its kind. And it's because of your leadership, and it's because of your work, and the conversations, and the time, and yes, the investment and the dollars. But I'm just so proud to work with you, and all of us are grateful to you. You are a national leader on this, and it's going to really set the playing field for everything else to come in this country. Because I don't know about you, I'm tired of high gas and electric bills, right? We are paying too much, aren't we? And every day, we're beholden to some foreign country far, far away. And every day, we're beholden to utility companies, you know, that are, you know, playing with the markets. That's not right. We can do better. And this shows us how we can do better. So not only are you leading for Massachusetts, you're leading for this country, and I'm grateful to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, I want to thank, I can tell you, Frank Callahan works his tail off. It sounds like he's on vacation a lot, but he does great, great work. Frank, thank you for the great job you do for Mass Building Trades and the great partner that you are. You've been a terrific, terrific champion. To Rod Bedaro, thank you so much for everything you've done up in Salem. I know, because I happen to work with somebody, our LG, who knows firsthand about all the great things that have happened in Salem, and you're a reason why this administration is going to continue to invest in our ports. And we're looking at you guys to do that, because what is happening here can continue to happen in this state. Awesome work, Rob.
That's Governor Maura Healey. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, the parents of a West Parish Elementary School kindergartner have filed a civil lawsuit against the Gloucester School Committee and some Gloucester Public School staff members over what they say was an unauthorized physical restraint and seclusion of their son. Olivia and Scott Rogers are the foster parents of JoJo, a 5-year-old autistic boy with cortical visual impairment. Earlier this year, they raised concerns about a February 9 incident during which they say their son was dragged down the hallway by two staff members, physically restrained, and placed in a quiet room with the door shut for nearly 30 minutes. The family filed suit May 20 against the Gloucester School Committee, Superintendent Ben Lummis, and other district and West Parish employees. Lynn Item is reporting that the proposed $1 million Proposition 2.5 override in Nahant failed by 24 votes at the town's special election on Wednesday. Town Clerk Diane Dunphy reported the final tally on question one on the special election ballot, with 547 votes against the override and 523 votes in favor, resulting in a 4.9% difference. Of the town's 2,800 registered voters, 1,000 cast ballots, this means residents' property taxes will continue to sit at the Proposition 2.5 cap of 2.5%. And Matt Petrie reports in the New Report Daily News, after just over 2 weeks of living every dog owner's worst nightmare, Brett Henderson was reunited with his beloved Rottweiler, May, on Tuesday following a search that captivated much of Greater Newburyport. Henderson is quoted as saying, "I was overwhelmed. At times I was saying I don't deserve all this," regarding all those who helped reunite him with May. May was found Tuesday in a bush by Merrimack Street and Dove Street and brought to a Portsmouth veterinarian clinic for evaluation. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, 19-year-old Ipswich golfer Terry Manning won the 52nd annual Bill Flynn North Shore Amateur Golf Tournament yesterday. Manning shot a 3-under par 69 to win the tournament by 4 shots. The Guinness All-Star Games will be played this weekend in Lynn, and for the first time, all 9 games will be played in just 2 days. The football game is Sunday night at 6:30 at Manning Field. The North Shore Navigators fell to the Upper Valley Nighthawks 8-0 last night. The Navs play 2 games today in Keene and then play at home tomorrow night. And the Red Sox lost 8-6 to the Rockies yesterday. Tonight they host the Yankees in the first game of a 4-game weekend series at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.